There's a change happening in the way we live, the way we work, the way we spend our money and make our decisions. We are evolving to be more conscious in our actions in a way that serves the world and makes it a better place. Welcome to The Ethical Evolution. The Ethical Evolution podcast is brought to you by the Ethical Change Agency. I'm Bindi, CEO and founder, and I am honoured to bring you the stories of those who create change through paying it forward and giving back. Ethical business owners and holistic healers who are determined to create collective change in the world. Once we have a change in consciousness and through collective change, we can become one. I met my next guest a year ago at an event where she was selling her jewelry, and I couldn't help but buy a necklace after learning about her mission and purpose. Not only did she inspire me, she hooked me in with the beautiful jewelry that had meaning. Jackie Love is the founder of Secret Sisterhood, a women's empowerment movement and social enterprise, selling meaningful jewelry that represents gender equality and women's empowerment. 100% of the profits from the jewelry are given back to women's causes. If you're looking to spoil yourself or someone special, check out Secret Sisterhood. Welcome, Jackie, to The Ethical Evolution.
Thanks, Bindi. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. Now, you and I met, it was almost a year ago now. Oh, my God, where has that year gone?
It seems actually like, just the other day, actually. But, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Now, we met at an event and you were selling your jewellery for Secret Sisterhood, and I bought a lovely necklace, which I still wear to this day and I absolutely adore. Can you tell everyone about Secret Sisterhood and how it all started and what your mission is?
Yeah, so Secret Sisterhood, we're a women's empowerment movement and a social enterprise. So we sell meaningful jewelry that represents gender equality and women's empowerment, and then 100% of the profits from the jewelry then given back to women's causes. And how it kind of all started was I went to India on a charity trip to look at trafficking. So this happened just after I finished uni, and I decided to go on the trip because I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. So I thought, okay, I'll just go away and get some perspective and see what's going on in the world. And that trip just really changed my whole perspective on everything. Yeah. So I wasn't expecting how kind of confronting the trip was, because we looked into trafficking and how that happens over in India. And I didn't even realize that it was going on and to what scale. Mm. And so when I came back, I really wanted to make a difference to the women I had met, but I didn't really know how. And I thought, okay, the best way that to make a difference is you go work in a charity. So I started looking around into different charities overseas and also in Australia. And around that time, I also went to a conference that was all about social enterprises. And they were talking about how businesses can make a difference. And I had never really heard about that before. And it was so eye-opening for me because it just made me think, hang on a second, I could actually use my skills, which is in design. So I have a background in design, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe I could make a business, use my design skills, but then at the heart of everything is to give back and help these women I'd met. So yeah, and then that's how Secret Sisterhood was born. So then I decided to start, and it just kind of grew really rapidly. So that's what Secret Sisterhood's all about.
And yeah, you are such an inspiration. When I met you, I was like, my God, your jewelry is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a really important part to it, is I really wanted to create a product that it stands in its own right in a way. Like if you saw it, you would want to buy it just because it's pretty and not because of, say, the backstory, but then the what it stands for and what it means and everything else that is behind it, that's just like, wow, how special. So I wanted to kind of create a product that was just beautiful in its own right as well.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing that you've done with the design is you've put some little elements in there that catch people's eye and they actually ask about them. So like with the necklaces, you've got the little sisterhood emblem on the back of the neck, and people are like, what's that on your necklace? And like, and then you explain to them what it's all about. So it helps tell the story. I think that's very, very cool.
Oh, I love that. That's so nice. Yes, that was the aim.
Okay. Yes.
So that's great. Yay.
So, you know, with the women that you're helping, what's the mission? What's your aim? What are you aiming for?
Yeah, so Secret Sisterhood, we're all about advancing gender equality. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm really passionate, the issue that I'm really passionate about. So that trip was that I went on in India, that was about trafficking. But when I got back home, I just kind of started researching and looking into different issues, and it just became really kind of prevalent to me that there is so many issues that women and girls face around the world. And I really truly believe that if you empower women, you can empower whole communities, not just their families, but like communities and societies and even countries. And I really do believe that if you empower women, you can lift whole societies out of poverty. Mm. So when I kind of understood that, I was like, okay, wow, I really want to focus in on this. And there's just so many issues to deal with as well. So yeah. It's a very kind of very wide scope. So I try to cover quite a few different issues. And I think just when, like, it makes sense, like if half the population is disempowered, then how are things going to function the right way? And especially in some countries, that's why maybe they're not as successful as other countries, is because half your people are oppressed. So therefore, you're not going to have as many people in the workforce. You're not going to have as many people inventing great ideas or innovation. It just makes economic sense to me, I think, to empower women and girls.
Yeah, and it's a theme that has come up in quite a few episodes I've done with other women who have a very similar mission to you. And, you know, one thing we're finding is if we empower those women in those third world countries, when they get the education they need, when they get the support that they need, they can collaborate with other women and actually grow economies and communities. And the innovation that comes out of those centres is incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, it's so true. And I think that's so important, like how women kind of band together and their feeling of sisterhood. And when women come together and empower each other, yeah, amazing things can happen.
Yeah. And I love how there's no competition. It's like we all work together for the same mission. And I just love that. It's so cool.
That's what we're about.
Yeah, the whole sisterhood, right? So can you tell us about some of the people that you've helped and the difference that it's made?
Yeah, so we give all of our profits away. So we've been able to help quite a few different sort of areas to do with gender equality. And so what we do is we give the profits away. So then we partner with some really amazing NGOs who actually do the work on the ground. But we give to a variety of causes. So we do, look at girls' education. We do anti-trafficking initiatives. We've helped fund a domestic violence hotline. We also look at microfinance. So, yeah, we do a range of things, but my most probably proud ones are we helped fund a home in India where trafficking victims could then go once they've been rescued, which is a really important part because it takes time for them to rehabilitate and kind of get back into society. So that was, and that's really close to my heart, India. So I was really excited. That was one of the first initiatives that we did. So I love that. And then the microfinance that we do as well in Sisterhood. So we partner with Kiva, which is a microfinance website. Anyone can go on there. And so we've kind of been able to fund hundreds of women with direct loans. So say a woman might want to come on there and she is, say, in India and she wants to start a sewing business, but she doesn't have enough money to buy a sewing machine. So that's where the kind of the lenders can come in, and we can then lend her whatever it is. It might be $100 or $500, and you can lend her this money. She can then buy her sewing machine, and then in about 3 months' time, when she started her business, she will then pay you back the loan so you can then lend it to someone else, which I just think is such an incredible, sustainable way to make a difference to people.
Isn't that great? Like, I just love that model. It is so good. And, you know, people in those areas are not stuck with, you know, loans that are, you know, they can't pay back and things like that. I think it's so empowering. It's so good.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of these women as well, they actually don't even have access to loans at all because the banks don't want to loan them money.
Yeah.
But they have like a payback rate of like 98%. So here are the banks not wanting to loan them anything, but they actually will most likely pay it back. So
yeah,
it's great to do that.
That's awesome. So I know that you love being ethical, but I'd love you to define for me what being ethical means for you.
Yeah, it's a really good question. So I think ethical really means to do no harm and to not kind of create any disadvantage along the way.
Mm.
So that really relates to me because I'm creating a product and there's so many different people along that kind of supply chain that we are interacting with. So it's really important for me for the product to actually be ethical. So we're not creating any harm, we're not creating any disadvantage, and we're actually also providing jobs and a living for people.
Yeah.
So that's really important to me. And then at the same time, in a more positive kind of spin, I think ethical is just doing the right thing at the right time. So I think we're in a very special moment now where we're seeing this shift of businesses starting to make an impact and make a difference. We used to kind of look at businesses as sort of like not evil, but they're just like in this whole other world of profit making, and they don't add to the community in any way. So now we're kind of seeing this line being blurred between business and non-for-profit. So I'm really excited for social enterprises to be rising up and to becoming more popular. And I really think that's, to me, being ethical.
I'm so glad you said that, because you know what this podcast is called, don't you, Jackie?
Yes, I do. So I'm so happy to be here because I'm so passionate about being ethical and how businesses can now become ethical, because I think like we all have the responsibility to do that and to do what's right. We just need to kind of put ourselves out there and be willing to kind of make a change.
Yeah. And, everyone I talk to around the world, there is this trend and, I think I'm onto something. This ethical evolution is a thing, and we are rising up and we are making a change. So love your answer on that one, by the way. Now, what are the future plans for Secret Sisterhood? Where's it going, sister?
Yes. So we have a lot of plans. I have very, very big plans.
Yeah.
So we have our Secret Sisterhood symbol, which you mentioned before, and that that's like to kind of paint a pitch for everyone. It's like the female icon, and then instead of the circle, there's a love heart.
Mm.
And I've created that symbol because there's not really a gender equality symbol out there in the world at the moment. And I think that's something that's really missing. And symbols are quite important because that can really be a catalyst for change. So I have dreams for this symbol to become known around the world, and for when people see the symbol, they go, oh, awesome, she's supporting a sister, or she's supporting gender equality, good on her or good on him. So that's what I really, really am passionate about driving forward. And we've got this symbol on our jewelry, which is amazing, but I'm hoping to branch out into all sorts of different products and then even getting other businesses on board. So to have other businesses have the symbol on, let's say, like a shampoo bottle, because that brand will want to align themselves with Secret Sisterhood. And then when they put the symbol on their shampoo bottle, then they would donate a certain percentage of their profits to a women's cause.
Yeah.
So say when you go out shopping, you can now pick and choose your products that you know are giving back. So, yeah, that's my big dream, is to get the symbol out there and to get as many people to know about it so we can actually in turn generate as much money as we can to gender equality causes, and therefore to hopefully change the world.
Yes. Oh, I love that. As you were talking, I was just thinking you need some kind of funky, not funky, but cool T-shirt thing going on. The other day I wore a T-shirt that is against bullying, and it's one that people don't see a lot. Anyway, I wore it in the office. I was like, I don't care what anybody thinks, because it's all about not bullying, right? So I wore this shirt and I got in the lift and this lady went up to me, I love your T-shirt. So just by doing that, people are seeing the message and they're taking notice. So get some T-shirts, sister.
Yeah, I love that idea. No, it's such a great idea. Anything that's super visible and gets the message out there, I love that. And good on you for wearing that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's so great. Thank you for being brave.
I'm a walking billboard.
Yeah, so so am I. I have like all sorts of slogan t-shirts, like women's empowerment, feminist. Yeah, I love that.
But you've got the jewelry on as well. If people could see you right now, you've got the jewelry on and it is beautiful. Yes. I have to get me some more, by the way. So how can people support you and get involved in what you do at Secret Sisterhood?
Yes, so we have a beautiful online group. So that's kind of actually how we started, is I just really wanted to create a space where women could come together, support each other, give each other advice, and just kind of be there for each other, and also to talk about topics that maybe are a little bit taboo or they feel like they can't really talk about. So if they're in this online space, they can ask the questions they might not normally ask to, say, their friends or whoever. So that's how kind of Secret Sisterhood started from the beginning. So we our group is off and running, which is really exciting. So you can jump into our group. We've got about 10,000 women around the world from all different places and different areas. We have really great conversations in there that are really inspiring. So jump into the group. It's on Facebook. So it's just Secret Sisterhood and you'll see it.
Am I in there? I'm not sure I'm in there.
Well, we need to get you in there.
Get me in there.
In there.
I don't think I'm in there, girlfriend.
You're in there. Okay, I'll invite you in there at the end of this. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's really great. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you want to check out our jewelry, you can just head over to our website. So that's just secretsisterhood.com and you'll see all our beautiful jewelry range there. We've got free shipping around the world, which is awesome. And yeah, all the profits go to women's causes.
And you're pretty good on Instagram too, can I just say?
Yes. So we're also on Instagram. So if you just type in Secret Sisterhood, you'll also find us. And that's a really nice way to kind of keep up with what we're doing and all the products we're releasing and all the great things that we're up to.
Love it. So, yes, note to self, get in the group. Now, I love asking this question and I ask it to everyone. And I think I know what your answer is going to be, but I'm going to pose this to you. What's the change you'd like to see in the world and how can we bring it to life?
Yes. So gender equality is a thing, but not just that, like the change I wish to see in the world is for equality for all human beings. I just think if we all have equality in the world, then so many amazing things will happen. So much innovation would happen, as we said before. That's what I'm really, really passionate about. Women and girls' causes is what I'm interested in, but there's just so many other areas that we need to kind of fight for this equality. And in order to do that, there's lots of different ways, but if you break it down. I actually went to a conference the other day and they were talking about this and it really, really resonated with me, is that we should be striving for equity. Mm. And so equity is, if you paint a little picture, it's like if, let's say there's a high wall and everyone's trying to peep over the wall, but people are all different sizes. So you say, okay, equality, let's give everyone a little platform to stand on. But the platform is all the same height. Mm. So when the people get on the platform, some people will be able to see over, but then the shorter people still won't be able to see over. And you say, oh, but that's equality. It's fine. But really, sometimes equality doesn't work for disadvantaged groups. Mm. So you actually need to bring in equity. And so equity is when you bring the different sort of level of blocks, because you understand people are at different heights, or in the world people are at different stages in their lives and different things like that. So to me, that really rings true to women and girls' causes, is that I do think that time when we need to put a little bit more energy and focus into it in order to lift them up, and then we can have equality for all.
Oh, beautiful. It's funny, you know, you are so right about, you know, this equality, because I think we quite often get so blind in our own day-to-day life that we don't actually understand what it's like in someone else's shoes. And, you know, I think particularly lately for me, it's become really evident around diversability. Around people who can't get upstairs, who can't, you know, who might be in a wheelchair, And, you know, we just don't think beyond our own little realm. And I think we actually have to think of everybody as equal, regardless of their ability, gender, race, colour, whatever, because it just makes the world a much easier place to live in when we do.
Agreed. And it's so easy often not to realise those inequalities. Yeah. Like, as you said, if you maybe got a disability or you're not as mobile, that's a inequality, and we need to address that. And how can we bring everyone together and make everyone just as equal as each other? So, yeah, completely true. And I think it's just about, yeah, opening our eyes to actually seeing what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, and you're actually doing that every day as part of Secret Sisterhood, and we thank you for that. You are one amazing lady, and thank you so much for joining me on The Ethical Evolution, and we wish you all the best with Secret Sisterhood, and jump online and get some jewelry, guys.
Thanks, Bindi. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure being here, and I just love everything that you're doing, so just keep on going.
Oh, amazing. I will. Don't you worry, this won't be the end of this.
Thanks, Bindi.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Ethical Evolution podcast. If you're an ethical business owner, change maker, or holistic healer who's determined to make a change in the world and you need support to spread your message, visit ethicalchangeagency.com to collaborate.